So this is Fiona Liddell. I'm a volunteer with the Friends of Cardiff Reservoirs, and I'm talking to Frida on a beautiful sunny evening sitting by the reservoir. So Frida, you live quite close by, I understand.
Yes, I lived. We moved to Nantfire Road in 1984. So I was working very hard at the time, and I didn't realise that the Nantfire corridor was there. My neighbour, Tony Price, was part of the group that saved it from being built on at that time. It was only later that I realised how beautiful it is. I walk there quite often now. I first heard about the Lisshan and Lisvain reservoirs from my Uncle Ernest, who lived in Fiddler's Avenue. It would have been, I suppose, the late 80s, early 90s. He said that it was a lovely place to walk around, and you could get to walk around it by writing to Welsh Water in, I think, Cruis Road, and getting a yearly permit. So I did that for a number of years, probably 95 through till it was closed. So I have here my last permit, which is issued by Western Power Distribution Holdings Limited. It says it's valid till the 31st of December 2006, but that didn't come true. So, yeah, I used to enjoy walking around here, often on a Saturday morning. There were lovely daisy plants that grew around the stones of the inner banks of Lisvain Reservoir, and beautiful primrose banks on the outside of the grassy banks. It was very enjoyable. And I learned more about birds, particularly from asking the people who walked around with binoculars regularly. I never felt lonely because there were always fishermen on Lisvain Reservoir out on the wooden pontoons there, fly fishing. It was stocked with trout. And there were trout in the Nantfire stream as well. You could see them there, which must have come down from the reservoirs. There was a man called Dennis who looked after the reservoirs for Welsh Water at that time. Richard Cowie mentions him in his book, until Dennis got ill and couldn't be here anymore. And I remember particularly one dry summer, I was surprised to find Dennis with huge pumps and huge pipes pumping water out of Tradition Reservoir into Lisvain Reservoir. I thought at the time, because it was an SSSI, it might be because it was being used industrially and he had to keep the supply up.
And was that the reason?
I didn't find out the reason.
No. So, Frida, tell me about some of the birds that you enjoyed seeing when you were on your walks around the reservoir.
Well, a significant thing was that there was a small hard-backed book which was kept in the toilet, the brick-built building. I think it's the same one that's by the visitor centre here. It was an old-fashioned toilet, so it had a cistern and a chain, and the wooden beam that supported the cistern, people kept this bird book in it. So it was a record of what people had seen every day. It was really interesting to pick it up because I'd look at a bird and think, I don't know what that is. And then I'd go and read the bird book and think, oh, that's what it is. It must be a sand, what, piper, martin, whatever it was. One day I was walking around and there was an extremely excited man with binoculars. I said, have you seen anything good? And he said, yeah, I've seen an osprey. It was huge. It was white underneath. It was an osprey. It was flying over. I think it must have been either, I think it was March. It would have been the time when the ospreys were moving up and down to their nest sites in North Wales. And so I went round to the toilet and took down the bird book, and there he'd written, I've seen an osprey! ! So it made a lot of people happy. I've often wondered what happened to that bird book. I hope it was looked after, because it was dated and signed, and the people's sightings were in there, so it could be a very useful comparative record of before and after. Though in those days there were a lot of tufted ducks here, there are very few now, and that was the reason it was designated a site of special scientific interest. And then the awful day came in January 2005 when we got to the car park to have a demonstration about the closure. So all the rest of it is recorded in Richard Cowie's book, the multiple planning applications and the site of special scientific interest application because of the mushroom survey, the WhatsApps. And I was so pleased to see that Richard had written it all down. I threw away a a drawer full of paperwork that I'd had from the various things I'd been to, procedures that I'd attended. RAG was a great thing, and I'm very appreciative of all the leaders of RAG over that 20 years. And now I can sit here and, on a beautiful evening and look at the reservoir and walk around it freely. And I'm very glad that it's turned out this way. So well done, RAG, and well done all the officials. And it's good to see that there's a stone there commemorating what we achieved, and a book by Richard that's very good historic record. I hope other people will find useful if anyone gets into a similar circumstance.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to me, Frieda.